For Wisconsin classical fans preparing for concerts this coming week, humor and heroics will be found, sometimes on the same program. Fans of film scores can head over to the Viterbo Fine Arts Center this Saturday evening when the La Crosse Symphony Orchestra spins out some of the most thrilling on-screen adventures with excerpts from 2001, Superman, E.T., and Star Wars. In the middle of all of the intergalactic excitement, pianist Andrew Russo brings us back down to Earth for the Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue, which was part of the soundtrack for Woody Allen's Manhattan. You'll find the complete cinematic lineup at lacrossesymphony.org. For their season finale, the Beloit-Janesville Symphony Orchestra will be joined by members of the Turtle Creek Chamber Orchestra, the BJSO Masterworks Chorus, Beloit College Choirs, and four favorite vocal soloists to raise two roofs with Beethoven's Ninth, Saturday evening at Eaton Chapel, and Sunday afternoon at the Janesville Performing Arts Center, which can include brunch if you're so inclined. Maestro Christopher Joyner is also including a pre-concert talk on Sunday. The complete schedule is at BeloitJanesvilleSymphony.org. And another Christopher, pianist Christopher O'Reilly, joins the Madison Symphony for three concerts this weekend, center stage for one of the concertos Mozart wrote to show off his own virtuoso performing skills in 1785. This season finale also includes a mammoth choral work, Janáček's Glagolitic Mass, where the composer sets aside the traditional Latin Mass for one in Old Church Slavic, with some elements of modern Czech as well. Before these two grand works, Maestro John Demain raises the curtain with an overture to a Mozart opera, as he did in March of 2013.
Thank you.
John Demain conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra in Mozart's Overture to The Impresario from a March 2013 performance at Overture Hall, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Look for this weekend's performer bios and program notes at madisonsymphony.org. So, there's one small example of classical music humor. We'll hear some of Beethoven's most heroic music next. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. The season finale of the Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra is notable for several reasons. First, you don't have to wait for the weekend. The concert at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center is this Wednesday evening. Second, violinist Joshua Bell has the solo spotlight for several popular works, including the incandescent score to the film Ladies in Lavender. Finally, it is the final concert with music director Brian Groner on the podium. Beethoven began sketching his Third Symphony in 1802, and after scratching out the original title that paid tribute to Napoleon Bonaparte, he published it as Sinfonia Eroica, composed to celebrate the memory of a great man. It was a challenge to performers at the turn of the 19th century, but it calls out the best in every musician that takes it on. Within a few years of its premiere, concert reviews stated that it was played, quote, with both enjoyment and love, unquote. We hear those emotions and more as Brian Groner conducts the Fox Valley Symphony in Beethoven's Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major. Brian Droner conducting the Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra in Beethoven's Eroica, the Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major, at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on October 3, 2009. Recording by Jim Hendrick of Hendrick Media Productions. You'll find the program for this Wednesday's season finale with violinist Joshua Bell at foxvalleysymphony.com. And you'll find even more concert information on our interactive calendar. You can post there at wpr.org/events. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.